Parashat Shmini begins that Moshe calls. He calls the Zakenim. And then he tells Aaron to go do the Avodah. And then Moshe also calls B'nai Yisrael to the Berlin work. So Rashi here tells us this nice idea from the Medrash, I think from the Sifra, that Aaron is going to do this Egel as a kapara for the Egel Azav, which of course we know, unfortunately, Aaron had a role in. And so Aaron is coming to do this, Yavo Sirizim, V'chaper Al-Masa Yizim, also. Yavo Egel, V'chaper Al-Masa Egel. Wait a minute. I understand the Egel, for the Egel, what's Yavo Yizim, V'chaper Al-Masa Yizim? Where did we have a big chait with an is?
Yaakov,
well, his sons. Okay, what did they do with the Ez? Slaughtered it and dipped Yosef's coat in it.
I was thinking when he stole the bracha.
Interesting. Okay, so here it's referring to the ones of the. That's a fair point. It's about the brothers. So, wait a minute. So we have so many questions here. Says the Ber Yosef. First of all, why are we calling the Zakenim here now? And second of all, why now talk about the kapara for what they did to Yosef? And then what does Mechirat Yosef have to do with anything that's going on here? So the Ber Yosef has a very interesting answer. He says, you have to understand, first of all, this is his approach, meaning following, let's say, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and the Kuzari, among others, that Am Yisrael wasn't intending to serve Avodah Zarah in Chayre Egel. What were they trying to do? They were trying to serve Hashem. They were misguided. They were trying to come up with a physical manifestation of a way that we can direct our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch. But they weren't saying that this is God instead of HaKadosh Baruch or something, Chas V'Shalom. Not that this was good in any way, but at least their heart was on somehow serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just they did it in the wrong way. Now, how might they have solved this? They might have solved this had they bothered to consult the Zakenim. Had they bothered to, instead of just going and doing something, to ask if this is the appropriate approach. And I may have mentioned this in the Ber Yosef earlier in the year when we discussed the sin with the brothers. If not, it is something the Ber Yosef said there as well, which is that that was the issue that the brothers violated as well. The brothers didn't just hurt Yosef and they were being wrong. The brothers thought this out. The Chazal or Doresh, Nelech Dotayna, and we're going to do Dat V'Din. We're going to go there, we're going to have a trial. And there they conclude that Yosef is Chayev Mita for what he's doing to us. And we have to go do something to him and stop him. They thought they were in the right. They weren't being mischievous and they weren't being trying to get away with something. They thought they were doing the righteous thing. But you know what they should have done? They didn't consult Yaakov Avinu. They didn't consult the Zakenim. Had they consulted the Zakenim, they would have been told otherwise. And that was the issue. So Aaron here had no choice in his role, because he saw what they did to Chor, and the Midrash tells us that Aaron said, well, if they kill Chor and then they kill me, then they're really going to have no hope to do tshuva one day, so let me go ahead and do this, and I'll minimize it, and I'll figure out, and I'll try to direct Chag L'Hashem Achar, I'll try to direct it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever way I can. So everyone needs tshuva now for the Chayre Egel. So Yavo the Egel and Zmechaper al Chayre Egel. But once everyone else, once we're bringing up the time that you didn't do what you were supposed to do by consulting the Zakenim, so let's also do Kapara for that other sin too, the thing we did with Yosef. So says Aaron, not says Aaron, says the Ber Yosef, that's why we need the Zakenim here now. Specifically, we're telling the Zakenim and reminding everybody the need to consult with the Zakenim. It's only what you're supposed to do because the Zakenim told you it's what you're supposed to do. And that is why Aaron here is the one doing it. Because Aaron is the one who didn't really have the same role in Chet HaEgel that everybody else did. And so Aaron is coming to be the representative for this. So Moshe is gathering everyone, all of Am Yisrael, and saying the shorish of Chet HaEgel was Shalosh Alu V'lo Shamu Latzat Zakenim. And therefore, when Moshe is now telling them to bring this korban to Mechaper, he calls the Ziknei Yisrael. Teach everyone that it's only what you're supposed to do if it's B'mamar Adam V'atzatam, if it's what the Zakenim said. And therefore, that is why Moshe has to call everybody here. And we have to remember that even when we are sure that we are correct in whatever it is we're planning to do, we do need to consult with and check with those who are smarter and wiser than us, our Rabbanim, our leaders, our Gedolim. That is the message that the Ber Yosef gets here from Aaron HaKohen here. Because everyone was sure, we have the right intentions, we're trying to do an Egel to serve Hashem. Well, that's not right. And they bothered to ask, instead of just trying to do it, and silence the one person who's trying to stop them by killing him, so then they would have learned that. And that what?
Did they kill?
They killed Chor, because the Midrash points out that Chor disappears from the Chumash.
Oh.
So clearly, the Midrash is filling in that they killed him when he tried to stop them from doing the Keir Egel. It's also in Rashi. Okay?
So you gotta
brush up into Rashi. He's a big believer in Das Torah. Of course, how could he not be? And therefore, says the Ber Yosef, that's the message that we get, that li atzatake zkenim ko yisro yishmo v'yirao v'lo yosifu lasot davar li dat v'horat zikne ador. And that is how they're doing tshuva. So it's not just a symbolism. We're bringing an egel to be mechaper for chet egel. It's not just that. It's we're bringing an egel to be mechaper for chet egel in the presence of the zakenim. And that's how it's mechaper for chet egel, because we are doing it in the presence of the zakenim. The zakenim standing there and telling us this is the right thing to do, that's what we're going to do. And that's how it's mechaper both for the chet egel. So the Egel is Baal Mechaper Chet HaEgel, and the Yizim is also Mechaper for the Masa Yizim that they did with Yosef. Shkoyach!